expand his business. He came along to Glenfarclas. The farm was called Brecklyric, and he bought the farm, and part of that deal was also the distillery. So that was the first of the grants of Glenfarclas. In 1870, he decided to form a partnership with his son, George Grant. They named the company G&G Grant, John and George Grant. And so going down through the generations, today it is the fifth and sixth generation. Also John and George Grant, quite a coincidence. So John Grant, the fifth generation, he lives just about 100 metres from here, normally in the office on a daily basis. When he's not in the office, travelling around the world, you know, doing some presentations, meeting customers and things. George, his son, sixth generation, also working along with his father, and also one of my colleagues in the sales and marketing team. So with this family history, it allows us to concentrate on our Glenfarclas single malt whisky. We've got no tie-ins, no connections with any of the multinational companies, which is quite unusual in the modern day. But we're very proud of our family ownership. And, as I say, it allows us to continue with being focused on producing Glenfarclas the old-fashioned way. That's a little bit about the history, so I've expanded that near the end of the tour. So if we're all ready, we can get into the nice Scottish fresh air and have a look around the distillery.